KQED. A meadowlark sings on a telephone pole, perched high above rows of gnarled grapevines. We're in rural Madera County, about 45 minutes northwest of Fresno. But there's another way to get a bird's-eye view of these vineyards. Reggie Hill unlocks a metal gate that opens onto the levees, rising more than 12 feet above the fields and orchards here.
Watch out for holes here. There's a lot of rodents out here.
Hill is in charge of 191 miles of levees along the lower San Joaquin River, which can flood in big snowmelt years. Federal and state officials check to make sure these berms are high enough to protect crops, farmhouses, and schools.
They came out here, did a survey.
But over the last few years, Hill says, something strange has started to happen.
And then the next time they came out to finish up their survey, none of their elevations matched. So it took them a while to figure out, well, it isn't that we made a mistake. The land is changing.
Measurements show the land here is sinking about a foot a year as thirsty cities and farms pump water from aquifers deep underground.
Initially, the wells out here were, you know, not 300 feet deep, but now you have some in here that are approaching 900 feet deep. They're just chasing water.
Water that's often hidden below a thick layer of clay.
And what happens is they start pulling water out from underneath some of these clay layers, and these clay layers collapse, and it can't come back.
That rapid sinking, called subsidence, is some of the fastest ever measured in the United States. Michelle Sneed, a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says that's a problem.
A foot a year is quite fast and hard to engineer against for things like bridges and dams and roadways.
But what if there was a way to keep the Central Valley's taxed underground aquifers from drying up and the land from sinking? About an hour's drive south of our levee lies the huge Fresno County farm known as Terra Nova Ranch. Powerful electric pumps draw well water for about 7,000 acres of crops, like tomatoes, grapes, almonds, and pistachios. Manager Don Cameron says his electric bill tops $1 million a year, in large part because those pumps have to work so hard to pull groundwater from wells hundreds of feet deep.
Out here, we've seen declining water table levels over the last 30 years that I've been here, and we want to do something to change that.
Terra Nova Ranch sits in the Kings River Basin, an area where farmers are pumping unsustainable volumes of water in dry years. At the other extreme, farms and communities here risk floods when rivers are pulsing with too much water. Terra Nova is experimenting with a way to address both problems. The idea is to capture excess river water in the occasional big water years, diverting it directly into crop fields, where the water will sink into the ground and recharge the aquifer.
We're putting it away when there is flood water available and essentially storing it underground rather than building a new dam somewhere, which is pretty unlikely in this day and age.
This is a little different from conventional groundwater banks, where farmers share water from an underground aquifer or buy it from each other. Instead, this is an experiment in banking water right on the farm where it will be used.
There have been a lot of growers that have looked at our operation with skepticism.
2 years ago, Don Cameron worked with environmental engineers and state regulators to flood hundreds of acres of farmland with up to a foot of water from the Kings River. The water pooled up in the fields, making vineyards look like rice paddies, and that raised a few eyebrows around here.
We had grapes underwater for 3 months, had about a foot of water, trying to recharge the underground water supply out here. The vines eventually turned yellow color, and we turned the water off, and about a week later they were back to normal.
And they still produced grapes, with excess river water that otherwise would have flowed out to the San Francisco Bay. The State Department of Water Resources has awarded a grant to Kings River water managers to try and replicate this project more widely starting this year. And they'll have to if they have any hope of addressing the region's groundwater crisis. But there's a catch. The strategy might not work everywhere.
It could backfire.
Hydrologist Michelle Sneed says deep under some farms in the San Joaquin Valley, there are huge swaths of what's called Corcoran clay. And if you put water on top of that, it could make things worse.
It really depends on the geology of the area, whether that is a good solution or not.
Because if water flooding into the fields can't penetrate through the dense Corcoran clay, it can't recharge the deepest aquifers where farmers are pumping the most. and the weight of the water pushing down on that clay layer could make the land sink even faster. I'm Sasha Coca, KQED News in Fresno.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.